I am interested in a primary three pupil, Jocelyn Duma. She's about 9 years old. So I left Arua town for about 40 kilometers journey to meet her and her foster family. I took a motorcycle ride, also known as boda boda, common means of transport in the area. On arrival, I see Jocelyn playing with the rest of the other children. A total of 11 kids are playing. This family is headed by 35-year-old Jenty Mande. Six of these children arrived here unaccompanied. When you see them playing, they all look happy until you sit them down. Everyone has a heartbreaking story to tell you. But I'm interested in Jocelyn's.
I'm coming to Uganda in my auntie. My parents in South Sudan. The parents talked to me, but let me come to Uganda here. Let us wait there. I'm not see that parents, but know if they are good or if they are no good. I'm missing the parents. The parents invite me or clothes or what.
When children arrive at reception centers, before they are taken to their respective settlements, NGOs seek out volunteers to foster them. Usually such foster families are from the same tribes who speak their language and share their customs. Jenty Mande is a mother of five of her own. She was chosen using such criteria. She takes care of Jocelyn and five other unaccompanied children in her home of two small huts made of mud and grass. All in all, she takes care of these 11 children. Unaccompanied refugee children like Jocelyn are faced with emotions that foster families can hardly be able to deal with. And this is one of the hardest things foster parents have had to deal with. A 30-year-old Ate Besta narrates her experience of dealing with children such as Jocelyn, who arrived in Uganda unaccompanied.
They started growing annoying, like the ladies, if they want something, you do not give them, you find that this lady will start growing annoyed, thinking that if my parents are here, they would have helped me, because you are not my mother, that's why you are not helping me. These challenges are there, but I'm telling you that I don't have anything that I can give you. The little that I have, we share with you. But now, something which I'm not able to buy, now I cannot also force myself to go and look for it. Where will I get it? So I also end up advising them to accept what I've given them, even little, that is enough.
According to the immigration law, unaccompanied minors, also known as separated children, are generally defined as foreign nationals or stateless persons. In Rhino Camp Refugee Settlement, South Sudanese child refugees stay with people of goodwill. On few occasions, they get united with their family members, according to the refugee desk officer Solomon Osakan.
Basically, unaccompanied minors, when they are entering the country, they are identified from the border points and then in the settlements. Then we have those partners handling child protection. They identify families that can foster them or can help groom them to grow up as a useful citizens. And therefore, they are united with those families. And when food is given, because food is given per refugee, that family picks the food and helps prepare meals for that child and also guides that child in life. On most occasions, they are united with the elderly people who are willing to look after these children. There are cases where child-headed families come. That means that children come from South Sudan, and some of them are perhaps 14 years. They end up being the head of family, and people are not willing to join with those children. So those children continue living on their own, and they keep growing. If they stay here long, at some time, another one reaches adulthood and ceases to be a child.
However, such chances of reunion are not so common, according to Osakan. Statistics of 2018 show there are more than 41,000 unaccompanied minors in Uganda. Majority of them are less than 15 years old, and nearly 3,000 children are younger than 5 years, according to the findings, majority of whom stay with foster parents.
You are listening to OSBA Plus, pre-recorded podcast programs, bringing you stories, interviews, and facts, plus opinions from the refugee camps.